Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Friday, the 28th of April, 2005, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. I just love saying that. At any rate, on today's program, I've got Lauren Morey. I do believe that's how you pronounce her name. Kelly, would you do me a favor when you make contact with this wonderful person? Would you ask if that is the correct pronunciation? Because I hate butchering people's names. Could you imagine with a name like Stadtmiller what I've been called in my life? Oh, boy. At any rate, we'll have her on. Pretty impressive research that this person has done. And we're going to tie a lot of the loose ends in the global knot together for you today so we can make sense as to what we're looking at and why it's going exactly the way it is. For those of you out there that still subscribe to the Accidental View of History, this ain't going to be a show you're going to want to hear. But if you are and you had some doubts about it, please do stick around. On the program, I think it was Wednesday that I was reading this thing by Mr. Norman D. Livergood, and I didn't quite finish with it, and I didn't get an opportunity to say that I am aware of who Mr. Norman Livergood is. Oh, he kind of backs the homosexual lobby, and there's some other things. And what I was going to say in the portion that I read of this was that he's blaming everything on greedy merchants, and in actuality, it is the banks. I was going to point that out after I had finished the unfinished portion of that. So I will have a chance to get around to that. He makes some good points here, and there's some history that comes out, because I kept repeating, remember, you know, I said this sounds like it was written by a communist. Well, folks, a lot of the higher thinking, you know, we have a lot of people out there that think they're real high thinkers, that they've borrowed from here and there, and they don't even know where it comes from. So at any rate, I will get around to that. And also, I wanted to mention that last Friday, I guess a few and only a few people took exception to this, obviously, because they don't listen to my show enough. And they don't know me. If somebody doesn't know me by now, being on air for 13 years, you know, I've probably spent more time with you than a lot of your innermost sanctum, your immediate family. So at any rate, I said something on the order of we should arm. A caller had called in. This was the last few minutes of the show on Friday. A caller had called in and said, was talking about the illegal immigrants, the illegal invaders. And I made a comment that we should get them on our side, arm them, help us get our country straightened around. Then we marched down to Mexico and helped them take theirs back. Well, evidently that didn't fly well with a few people out there. So let me clarify my point. Do you think that I'm stupid enough to arm a criminal that would turn the gun on me? I didn't fall off the turnip wagon yesterday. It was last week, not yesterday. At any rate, we'll take the break, be back on the other side with my guest this afternoon. Very glad to have this learned person, and we'll continue to learn about the globalists and their Hegelian dialectic right after this.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priest of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
As I have reminded listeners before, that I had individuals come by. We were at an expo, and they had spent about 3 hours with me and another person. They ran a very good tag team, and they weren't there to dispute anything that we were discussing at the time. And this was, about a decade ago. And they didn't want to get into any particulars except to say that, well, we pretty much agree with what you guys talk about, but we want you to accept the accidental view of history. Now, that was something in this 3 hours that was, folks, it's pretty obvious when you have somebody you're talking to and they keep stressing the point, Well, during the course of this 3 hours, they must have made the point a dozen times. And it was just too conspiratorial to adopt that conspiracy theory. Well, folks, for those that don't like the theory, how about this one? How about conspiratorial fact? Because you see what they're using on the medias now. Remember when we were first around? Oh, they're anti-government. Oh, they're right-wing extremists. They're this, they're that. Now we're just all conspiracy theorists. So the first thing that out of their mouths sounds like a conspiracy. And this is supposed to discount the person. Forget the message that the person is trying to sound. That's the immediate knockdown, that you're a conspiracy theorist and you're not to be regarded. I was watching John Bolton yesterday, or was it this morning? Yeah, it was this morning. United Nations. He was given an impromptu press conference, and, well, what did Mr. Bolton say? Well, the Project for a New American Century? No, these people weren't responsible for, Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, of course they weren't. It was only drawn up in the mid-60s. And, of course, we got people like Mr. Crystal running around that he's always there for a contributor to Fox News. You remember Fair and Balanced? Well, yeah, they forgot to put in Fair and Balanced propaganda. They forgot to put that in there. And, of course, it's so good of a propaganda arm that, well, that's who the mouthpiece for the president's going to be, Mr. Snow, for your daily snow job. At any rate, I've got Lauren Moray on the phone with me. And I've been reading your articles in World Affairs, the Journal of International Issues, and this is pretty impressive. It looks like you have this pretty well nailed down.
Yeah, I think so. But I've worked really hard. So at least I think I'm trying to do something for humanity.
Well, and Lauren, it's amazing to me. I mean, we can chart and we can graph this thing out. We can pull the manuscripts or the writings at the time. We can do all of these things. We can connect the dots, and people are still refusing. And that's the question I wanted to get around to. They're still refusing to believe that this is an ongoing global conspiracy to deliver us into what I would consider evil, but a one-world government. And what do you think the major resistance to this thought process is? Is it too horrendous or too scary for them? What have you discovered?
Well, I think that a lot of people want to believe their government and elected officials and authority figures because they've been trained to, you know, through the schooling and the culture here. And also it's like finding out that your parents, are slowly killing you deliberately by poisoning you. It's a terrible thing to face and to deal with. And it certainly took me years to overcome my own denial about it. Even though I'm a scientist and I've worked in two nuclear weapons labs, I could not believe that anyone, any government, any human being would perpetrate this horrific poisoning of the entire global atmosphere with the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of Nagasaki bombs. And that's exactly what has happened. Also, parents are not aware, and they encourage their children to join the military because they think it's a way for their children to, support their families or get an education. And it's only after their children come back and they discover their uranium meat that they suddenly, they're devastated. And, of course, the third reason is it's an unbelievable thing.
Well, and I want to cover because that is big on your agenda hit list, and I know that you know a lot about the depleted uranium. I've done many shows on that exact topic, and what we're seeing coming out of Iraq right now with the Iraqi people, and especially the newborns over there, it is shades of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, is it not?
That's correct, and what is ironic, and... very ironic, is that the sanctions against Iraq were signed on Hiroshima Day in the United Nations. And Karen Parker, who took the depleted uranium issue to the United Nations Human Rights Commission in the mid-1990s and was able to get them to pass a resolution stating that depleted uranium is a weapon of mass destruction, she and I and others who have investigated this topic and issue for a long time believe that the sanctions were implemented in order to hide the horrible effects of the depleted uranium used for the first time on the battlefield in 1991. And it's because they wanted to continue to use it. And not only that, Senator... what was his name? He died in a plane crash he was from Minnesota.
Oh, that was Mr. Wellstone.
Yes, Senator Wellstone told Joyce Riley, who made the film Beyond Treason, which I was in, he told her in about 1995 or 96, just before he died, that the military was deliberately cycling the soldiers out of the military, 95% of them, so that they wouldn't be able to talk to each other and compare notes. And so the sick ones were flushed out, and they brought in a whole new crop.
Well, there has been about 4,000 tons of depleted uranium expended in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Much more than that.
Much more?
Yes. Yes. When I looked at the licensing requirements for four U.S. Army bomb factories, and McAllister Bomb Factory in McAllister, Oklahoma, is one of them, they are allowed to have 4.5 million pounds of depleted uranium at those four facilities combined at any one time. And they must produce thousands of tons every day for a 30-day period in order to get relicensed.
Well, and this is conveniently, this is many faceted plan here. This goes back to Bosnia-Herzegovina. We have sold depleted uranium munitions to other countries around the world. We've expended a lot of this stuff ourselves in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I don't think anybody has any doubts here. Soon to be Iran, maybe Syria. I just saw Bill Kristol the other day, and he said, oh, I don't think we're going to use nuclear weapons in Iran, but, you know, President Bush has been saying that, but he's still a supporter of Mr. Bush. So he figures, Billy Kristol, Project for a New American Century, here we go. Here's one of the grand planners. But the problem is that, I mean, this is something people can understand. Chernobyl. People can understand Hiroshima, Nagasaki, because we were the first aggressors with nuclear-style weapons, and we've seen the pictures, so we know. But the more hideous and the more behind-the-scenes radiation poisoning that's going on in the world right now are starting to show up on sensors worldwide.
That's correct. In March, Dr. Chris Busby in Britain, he's a British low-level radiation expert on British government and European Parliament committees. He did a Freedom of Information request and discovered that the British Atomic Weapons Establishment Facility at Aldermaston has been air monitoring for many decades because they produce nuclear weapons at this facility, and the air monitoring program was established out of concern for the citizens. And he discovered that within 7 to 9 days, in the data that he was able to get from 1998 through 2003, that it's clear depleted uranium has been used in Little Desert Fox in 7 to 9 days. It was caught in the air filters, and the radiation was also measured in the atmosphere. The Russians were using it in Chechnya in 1999. We were carpeting grid bombing with depleted uranium bombs in the no-fly zones, and the greatest spikes were during the Tora Bora bombing in Afghanistan. Can you imagine? It traveled in 7 to 9 days, thousands of miles from Afghanistan to Britain, which means it's all over. And the greatest spike, and both of these were so high, the second one was during the 2003 Iraq War, and they exceeded the alarm limit of 1,000 nanobecquerels per cubic meter of air.
Did you notice how they did the damage control on that one, that they said that, well, this must have been something to do with the nuclear reactors, so they checked the nuclear reactors, and they said, oh, they're just fine. But they didn't explain as to why the sensors went off in the first place.
That's correct, and also they said that, oh, it was natural uranium in the soil coming from Iraq and Afghanistan. There are no uranium mines in Iraq, and it was hilarious. I wrote a great article about it, the Queen's Death Star.
All right, hold on one second. We've got to take the break. My guest today, Loren Moray, will be right back after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We are back. Short segment here, then we'll get into a more lengthy segment here with Lauren Morey. As we speak about this, going to the United Nations, Lauren, is kind of going to the chicken coop and talking to the fox standing next to the doorway that has the chicken stuffed in its mouth. You can ask it all the questions you want, but you'll never understand the response because of the chicken hanging out of his face. Is there any other way to bring national attention to this other than the United Nations?
Well, the United Nations resolution was very, very important, and there are good people everywhere. They're good elected people, even though they may be surrounded and outnumbered, but it is important to keep trying. That is an official legal process. And it stands under international law, so that was a good thing to do.
Yeah, well, the only problem I have with that, Lauren, and I've got to make the point so people understand, is that this United Nations has been set up as basically the control arm and military arm of the globalists out there. So it's, you know, I had no problem with the United Nations, people coming together from all the countries of the world to sit and discuss issues and whatever. But now we're seeing the effects of the United Nations inside the United States, Agenda 21. Basically, they're going to be the everybody's going to be disarmed in the world, and we're going to have military, but downsized and for their benefit when they want to go wage war. They keep talking about the world community. Well, that's doublespeak for the globalist out there. But, you know, I've got to express that I don't trust anybody in the United Nations. Let me put it to you that way. I'm not saying that there aren't good people that are trying to do things through the UN, but again, it's not a very good organization.
Well, I completely agree with you, and that's why I don't work with processes like that. I'm glad other people are, though, because it's our combined impact that will, our collective impact that will make a change. But what I've done is, number one, I saw that the federal government was doing nothing and Congress was doing nothing. It was just a cover-up under three presidential administrations. So I found out that the state of Connecticut had introduced a depleted uranium bill a year ago into their legislature. The Speaker of the House, who was an epidemiologist, Pat Dillon, wrote it and introduced it. And she was almost immediately punished and taken out as Speaker of the House. And the bill got bogged down. So I got a copy of it, and I went to New Orleans in March of 2005. And I joined an anti-war march through New Orleans, and we ended up in the French Quarter on the steps of the Supreme Court building. And I was talking about DU, and I mentioned the bill. And a Vietnam veteran came up to me and asked me for it. And I absolutely could not believe it. Within almost 2 months, the entire Louisiana legislature had passed it unanimously. And the governor had signed it into law, implementable immediately. So that started other states getting interested, and there are between 15 and 18 states now that have introduced the bill. I've asked people to write depleted uranium songs and send them to me. I'm sending them around through indie media and the blogs to get people to play them on local radio stations. I've also got a whole herd of people, citizens, writing articles about depleted uranium and putting them in their free weekly and monthly newspapers in their communities. And all of this is it's a creative and a new way to use our alternative media to inform the citizens. And what it's done is to bring the depleted uranium issue to the forefront, and the momentum is building in terms of getting public support for these state legislature bills. And it's forcing the Pentagon and Congress to address this terrible issue because we have over 518,000 soldiers, Gulf era soldiers between 1991 and 2005. Who are on medical disability, and only 7,039 were wounded on the battlefield in the same time.
We know, and Lauren, I started to wonder, because I started hearing the reports that American servicemen were coming back from the Middle East, and for some unexplained reason, they were getting sick. Family members were getting sick. Some of their pets were getting sick. And at the time, the only thing that we had been drummed into our heads was vaccines. Well, the vaccines must be doing this. And depleted uranium has been used for a number of years. And folks, when you think about this, what do we do with our stockpiles of our nuclear stockpiles? I mean, at one time they were talking about putting on spaceships and launching it into space or burying a deep, dark cavern someplace. Well, they found a new way to do it. You can make munitions of it, go blow whoever you want up, and spread it in everybody else's backyards. But the problem is it's all throughout the atmosphere, and it's starting to come home to roost with the people that set off the most of them. That's us. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I suppose it would make sense to go to the United Nations if something is being done by a government such as ours that goes in the face of a convention that has been set up. What has been said so far, Lauren, about the use of depleted uranium? Have we got any official lies or, I'm sorry, statements of policy from the United States government on this?
Oh, yes. It's perfectly harmless.
Well, yeah, go figure.
And the White House website has this great propaganda on it called Apparatus of Lies. And what it states is that Iraq made up all of these photos and that they are trying to scare activists around the world and professionals to support Iraq, and that they're using the word uranium to scare people because people are already afraid of it. But these babies aren't really deformed. The Iraqis are making them up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I guess when you're in Washington, the lies become the truth. And if music was basic BS, they would be a brass band.
Yes, but let me read something to you about a truth teller in Washington. Not all of them are liars, and this is someone who would know. This is from a History News Network article by William Polk in September. Terrell E. Arnold, who has been responsible for training our most senior and most promising military officers as chairman of the Department of International Studies at the U.S. National War College in Washington, reports that coalition dead and wounded may actually be twice what the U.S. government admits, and that including the effects of our use of depleted uranium and other toxic weapons, quote, a long-term casualty rate for American forces of 40% to 50% appears realistic, unquote. I think he's right on the money.
Let's take a few calls. I don't want to get these calls backed up. We'll continue to take calls, but I want to intersperse them as we continue with the broadcast. Eric in California, you're up first. Hello, Eric.
Hey, John, Loren, how's it going?
Well, we're trying.
Yeah, no, and you're trying hard, and you're actually having a lot of success. And, John, she is one who's out there on the putting it. I mean, you know, you're right there with her by doing what you're doing with the network and stuff and getting people like her heard and doing everything even with the CDs. You're helping to inform the people, and it's the only way that people can fight what's going on. And my kudos not only to you, John, but also to Loren, because she's had some pretty good success with getting the issue of depleted uranium out there and actually fighting it, you know, at many different levels.
Well, I'll second what she said. We're trying.
And I want to thank you, Eric, since you are a merchant marine whistleblower and I'm a nuclear weapons lab whistleblower. We've been through absolute hell, and I think we can tell the American people democracy is not free. You have to fight for it every day. So thank you for what you've done.
Well, and mine goes a little bit deeper into the war profiteering and privateering and stuff, which is, you know, yours is tied into that, because even the issues of depleted uranium are all about that.
That's correct, and I've certainly learned a lot from you, and it's us bringing, each of us has a piece of the puzzle to bring to the table, and that is how we make the big picture. But radio programs like this are terribly important. And thank you, John, very much for all that you've done.
Well, it's our job has just started. This is what I keep trying to impress on people, that we're only nibbling around the mainstream of America. We've got to strike at the root of this and start getting this information. Because I don't think, and I personally believe this, I don't think the majority of the American people, they know something is wrong, has been wrong for a long time. But given the absence of fact and real studies, such as you have done and many other people have done, to bring this to the forefront and the Americans' conscience, it just hasn't happened. And I think this would be a totally different country today if we just had an honest news media, which, well, that's not going to happen. That's why we're here.
We are the media, and the only answer to this is grassroots all the way.
Yep, from top to bottom. One thing I wanted to throw out real quick, too, was that depleted uranium made it into the munitions supply chain or food chain through a corporation called General Dynamics, which has also been bought up by the Carlyle Group in the past, along with Electric Boat, San Francisco Dry Dock, and many other military industrial complex assets. It made it in through a system called the Enclosed Weapon System, or Phalanx System, that was designed to take down drones or cruise missiles or kamikazes to, quote-unquote, save a ship under warlike conditions, so that, you know, you have a billion-dollar missile frigate platform like DDGs, the Aegis-class destroyers. You would save the ship, but this was only to be used as a last-ditch resort, you know, to save the ship. And what they've done, especially when the stuff was first put out, they had all kinds of biohazard warnings and everything else on the ICWS systems. But now what they've done is they use that as a wedge issue to get this into the whole supply chain. And when you look at even the M1A1 Abrams tank, which is also using it, General Dynamics bought the M1A1 or the Abrams tank division from Chrysler, and they used it to actually get the depleted uranium also into that section of the munitions supply chain. So there's a lot of people that are liable or culpable for this, and at some point they should be prosecuted for war crimes.
I agree. We're working on that.
Eric, by the way, before I forget here, we're training new producers here at the network, and you're going to be back on the air with your own show again.
Well, that's good. Right now, Lorraine can tell you a little bit about the hell that she's been through and what, you know, they've done to her, and you can look to other people like Karen Silk and others. My situation is a little bit weird because of where I sit in the United States Merchant Marine. If you start to look at how it's set up, the captain on board the vessel is not only a representative of the United States, the shipping company signed what are called general agency agreements, but he's also a representative of the corporation or general agency, but they've also bastardized the whole system, and hopefully I can use that word.
I do it all the time. Go ahead, Eric.
Peace. To where the captain himself is also the shipping commissioner. We used to have regional shipping commissioners, much like a baseball commissioner. So now the captain on board is the end-all, be-all, to where we, as valid federal and military officers like myself, cannot enforce our shipping articles, which are articles of agreement with the United States of the highest order that are incorporated within the Constitution. And if we sit in this position as valid federal and military officers, where we have some of the highest protections and provisions out of any, you know, I guess federal and or private employee, where does that leave everyone else?
I think we're being co-opted at all levels. And this sort of obfuscation of checks and balances and
separation of powers.
Yeah, separation of powers and civil rights and so forth. I mean, they've just destroyed habeas corpus. That's been a fundamental part of law for over 800 years.
Right.
A vote of Congress.
Well, and that's because they're getting ready, Lauren, here to make everybody an enemy combatant or possible terrorist, so we can have due process. We can have people rapidly going to court in open courts with attorneys and public record. We just can't have that, so they had to do away with the posse comitatus.
Yeah, I know.
Or the not the posse comitatus, but the what you just said.
Habeas corpus.
Thank you. It's Friday.
but you can throw everything else in there, even
sure.
Posse comitatus, War Powers Act.
Right.
I mean, they're basically driving us back to a time of lawlessness.
Well, they're lawless.
Good point, because as I've said before, we're still trying to play by the rules. We're still trying to deal with each other honestly.
Mm-hmm.
We still have morality and ethics here. But as we see, the granddaddy here of we're morally and ethically and financially bankrupt in this country. All you have to do is tune into the national news every single day, and you're seeing some corruption case or another. I think the latest one here is some congressman was spending money to rent hookers for a night. I mean, like, this is some sort of big deal. This is standard practice in Washington, D.C. People don't have a clue of how deep this corruption really runs, and morally and ethically and, you know, financial responsibility. I don't care where you point the finger. I call it the District of Criminals, and they've been aiding and abetting criminality. They've been involved in it. They've been aiding and abetting it for years.
That's correct.
So, you know, I think it's time to move Washington, D.C. just a little further out west. Eric, thank you for your call, my friend.
Peace, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. I've often said this, Lauren, that, we're an inventive lot. You know, if we have a problem, we usually come up with a solution. The old mother of invention thing. But when it comes to war, we're always finding better ways to kill one another off and do it more efficiently. One of the best things mankind ever did for a war weapon was invent nuclear weapons. But there has been something interesting that has happened since we've done this, and the United States has demonstrated it, is that we really haven't had a world war. Now, that's not to say that nuclear weapons out there cannot be gotten by terrorists or somebody with some political agenda that wants to make a political point on somebody. But by and large, we have created a weapon so devastating that we have not had a world war, and we're not likely to have one. We're not likely to have a nuclear exchange, a major nuclear exchange between countries, because they finally invented something that basically has the capability to turn everybody into a carcass, you know, cooked medium rare, if you will, on planet Earth. Now, should nuclear weapons be done away with? Well, Yes and no. My contention is it has basically kept world peace. You know, we went through this thing with Russia, the Cold War and all this thing. We had these nuclear scares. We came close a couple of times of launching nuclear weapons, as in the case with Cuba. We gave them an ultimatum down there. But I am of two minds on this subject. Nuclear weapons are a horrible, horrible thing. War is not a good thing, but I want to get into more with you as to who these people are, who the real warmongers are, who is making the profits off of this. And the policy of the United States seems to be geared toward one thing, and one thing only. Its foreign policy is at the point of a bayonet, or, if you will, at the tip of a nuclear weapon.
Well, first of all, we've been a permanent war economy from the very first year that the United States became a country. We've been involved in a war somewhere around the world every year since 1776. Secondly, I've worked in two nuclear weapons laboratories, and their job is to, actually what Richard Berta, the Western Regional Inspector for the Department of Energy, told me when I became a whistleblower. He said the nuclear weapons lab exists for the Pentagon, and the Pentagon exists for the oil companies. And when you get right down to it, our energy choices in this century are the most important decisions we will make, because it will determine whether humanity survives or not. And actually, depleted uranium has been used for a number of reasons. One, it was used to reintroduce nuclear weapons into the military arsenal. It is a nuclear weapon because the energy is released from the nucleus. It's a decay release, which is a slower process than a fission process in nuclear bombs, which is an instantaneous release. So it is a nuclear weapon, but the military and the government is calling it a conventional weapon. It's not a conventional weapon. Secondly, it's being used to destroy and to poison territory in vast regions where we need to control the mineral resources, in other words, the oil deposits, and also the oil pipelines. And that's why it's been used in Iraq and Afghanistan and Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia is about pipelines and access to warm water ports. And what they've done is not only contaminated permanently terrain in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Yugoslavia, but within days and weeks and months, this radioactive poison gas weapon is mixed throughout the entire global atmosphere, and it's a boomerang weapon. It comes right back to us. We're breathing it now. We're inhaling it in the United States every day. And Dr. Ernest Sternglass and I just came back from Japan, where we were on a speaking tour for a month. We got official Japanese government data, and it confirms what we have found in the United States, that there are tremendous increases in diabetes all over the world since 1991 as a result of the depleted uranium pollution of the atmosphere.
Is there any studies that you can reference on that?
The Japanese government health statistics data for 2003 and 2004, it shows very steep increases in total cancer mortality beginning in 1991. It's just very, very obvious that this is the DU pollution, because there are huge increases of mortality from cancer and diabetes in Alaska, which has no nuclear power plants. So where is the radiation coming from? And when you look at the Gulf states, the diabetes incidence by state, and we've looked at official U.S. government data, you can see big increases in diabetes in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And this is the region where these huge sand and dust storms from the Middle East and Central Asia and North Africa come right across the Atlantic, slam into those Gulf states. There's high rainfall, So a lot of the depleted uranium and radiation is drained out. And believe it or not, Puerto Rico, 25% of the population has diabetes because they are 8 miles downwind from Vieques Island, where the U.S. Navy and the British military practiced with DU for 50 years.
Well, and, you know, isn't that fascinating that they did the stories on these people being highly upset of that bombing range? I remember the stories a couple of years ago, but ironically enough, the mainstream media never included those facts.
Well, you have to realize that General Electric and Westinghouse are very involved with the media. They own two major TV networks, and 85% of the commercial nuclear power plants around the world are made from GE and Westinghouse. Design.
GE, we bring good things to life, but they should change it. We bring good things to light. We make you glow in the dark. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We have been told by the medias that the reason why our children have diabetes is, well, it's because of their diets, and they're taking soda machines out of the schools. I don't know about you folks out there, but I was a Coke-aholic when I was a kid. I couldn't wait to go to the corner candy store and get my Cherry Coke or my Vanilla Coke or whatever, and that's when you could still get it for a nickel. I just dated myself. We're told that, well, smoking is bad for you, and we've got to decrease the lung cancer rate down here in Texas. The state legislature just put a dollar tax. You smokers down here in Florida, or I'm sorry, Texas, and soon to be Florida, you think you're paying too much for a pack of cigarettes? Well, don't worry about it. It's just for your health. They're going to put a dollar tax here in Texas. So if you're paying about three and a quarter for a pack of cigarettes now, it's going to keep going up. Their reason, well, the property taxes are too high, so we got to defer it. We got to find money someplace else. The media will tell you a lot of strange things, but just in the first 2 months of this year alone, there has been 175,000 new cases of lung cancer here in the United States. I'm a little bit confused, Lauren. If we're smoking less, we're trying to live healthier lives, why are people getting sicker?
Well, there are a number of reasons. During atmospheric bomb testing, much of the atomic bomb, it is actually tamping material that is made from depleted uranium, and thousands of pounds are packed in a bomb around that tiny plutonium core, which is often less than 100 pounds. Actually, a lot of the fallout from atmospheric testing is, in reality, it's depleted uranium. And it came down on tobacco plants, and it caught on the hairs on the leaves. It got into the roots and into the leaves. And so, actually, there's a lot of uranium contamination in tobacco from bomb testing. In addition, phosphate fertilizers, which are used on in agricultural areas, on tobacco, on golf courses, on football fields, it's loaded with uranium. In fact, they mine phosphate to get the uranium out of it. And the mined phosphate, after they remove the uranium tailings is thrown back into the phosphate fertilizer, bagged up and sold in grocery stores and put on lawns everywhere. And when you look at football players, golf players, and soccer players, there's an epidemic of Lou Gehrig, Hodgkin's, and Parkinson's disease, especially in higher rates for those positions that play on the ground, where they're inhaling more of the uranium-contaminated phosphate fertilizer combined with chemicals in the pesticides and so forth.
Lauren, thanks a lot. I'm never going to look at a baseball game the same way. I was just kidding, but if you went to players' unions, say for the Major League Baseball, if you went to the players' unions, say for the NFL, gave them that information, couldn't we have a lot of people that Their game in life is a game, but they've got to keep themselves in peak physical condition. They're out there playing to kill themselves. Do you think that we can bring some national attention by getting to these players' unions, possibly?
Well, that's what my intention is. I just need a couple phone numbers and names.
Boy, Lauren, we're going to get them for you. Baby, we'll get them for you.
Okay.
Hey, everybody hold on here. We got to take the top of the hour break. I can't get away from that one. Dylan, Alan, Fred, others, we'll get to your, we'll roll your calls, I promise, right after the top of the hour. My guest today, very glad to have this woman. She's a very honest, hardworking person. And she's like everybody else, folks. We're tired of the lies. We want transparency and honesty. Once again, the only way we're going to get there is through us. We'll be back right after this break.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to StopTheFTAA.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.